That takes us to the last item on today's agenda, which is agenda item 13, and that is PR 2023-008767, SD 2023-00180, Modulus Architects and Land Use Planning, Inc., as agent for Smith's Food and Drug Center, Inc., requests a preliminary final plat. Also listed as VA 2023-00306, which is a request for a sidewalk waiver. These are at Lot Tract J1, Four Hills Village Shopping Center and Apartment Complex, which is zoned MXM, located at 200 Tramway Boulevard Southeast, between Tramway Boulevard and Central Avenue. Do we have a representative of the applicant or agent here today?
Good afternoon. This is Regina with Modulus Architects.
Hello, Ms. Okoye. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Regina Okoye, Modulus Architects, 8220 San Pedro Northeast, Suite 520, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that your testimony today will be true?
I do.
Thank you. Would you please briefly summarize the applications?
Yes, absolutely. So we're requesting approval for a minor preliminary final plat and a sidewalk waiver. The site is located at 200 Tramway, is approximately 8 acres in size and is zone MXM. So for the platting action, we are requesting to make one lot into two lots and grant easements. There's no infrastructure associated with this application as it is tied to the site plan at this time. The sketch plat was heard on June 21st, 2023, and comments that were provided by the TFT have been addressed in the submittal. As for the sidewalk waiver, there is a requirement for 10-foot sidewalks along Winona and Tramway. Currently, we have 6-foot sidewalks put into place, and we're requesting they stay as is. The request is in compliance with IDO Section 14-16-66-P3. The sidewalks will not harm the public safety, health, and welfare of the community or the surrounding area. The sidewalks have been constructed well before this request came to pass. There is a site development plan that has been approved back in 1991 for the shopping center. And within that site plan, there are the sites that were, the sidewalks were approved as constructed. So there is the requested waiver is not significantly harmful to the area, and the DPM does allow for flexibility for these street elements. We also did the neighborhood notices as required, and there was no request for a neighborhood association or a neighborhood meeting for this request. So at this time, we will stand for any comments that you guys may have.
Thank you. Bear with me one second. I'm just looking through, I'm trying to bring up the justification letter on the waiver. Under that 66P3A1, where there are those four criteria that must meet, which is the one that this application is justified under?
So it is justified that there are pre-existing obstructions that cannot be easily or economically relocated and should not be altered, such as grades and natural topographics.
Thank you. All right, with that, let's see here. Let's see if there's any public comments on this matter. So for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item 13. It's a request for a preliminary final plat and a sidewalk waiver at 200 Tramway Southeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on that item. I'm scrolling through the participants and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 13. Last call for public comment on agenda item 13. Okay, Ms. Okoye, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and go through the DFT comments at this time, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. Hull.
This is Andre Hull with Water Authority. We do not have any objections to the preliminary final plat subject to or conditioned upon ensuring that separate accounts are established for these proposed lots and that separate water and sanitary sewer services have been installed for the existing buildings. We have no objections to the sidewalk waiver.
Thank you, sir. Next up is code enforcement.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections to the proposed platting action and waiver. I would like to just make a note that future development will require a 3 to 4 foot vegetative or wall screen between the drive-through lanes and adjacent public streets as per IDO 55I2A along Winona and Tramway. Just wanted to throw that out for remembrance. But I have no comments, no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Next up is Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no comments or objections for the request. Thank you.
Thank you. And next up is Hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has approved creating drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of July 19, 2023. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action and refers sidewalk waiver to transportation.
Thank you. Well, that's a nice segue to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved TIS dated August 16th, 2023, and an approved TCL dated August 17th, 2023. Transportation is satisfied with the justification for their waiver. We have no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Next up is planning.
Thank you, sir. This is Robert Webb with planning. Just had one confirmation. Just wanted to confirm that there's no changes to the infrastructure list and it was still tied to the site plan.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And other than that, we just had our standard comments that I'll put in the chat as conditions regarding project and application numbers, DXF file, and the DHO approval recorded on the plat.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Webb.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Let's see. Is Ms. Okoye, did you have any questions or comments?
No, everything was straightforward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Wolfley, anything to add?
No, I think this one has had a lot of work go into it to get it to where it is today. So thanks, Ms. Okoye.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I believe this item is ready for action. And therefore, having heard all of the evidence and reviewed all of the submittals, I approve agenda item 13, PR 2023-008767, SD 2023-00180, which is a preliminary final plat, and VA 2023-00306, which is a sidewalk waiver. And this is at lot track J1 Four Hills Village Shopping Center apartment complex located at 200 Tramway Boulevard Southeast between Tramway Boulevard and Central Avenue. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. There's a requirement that separate water and sewer services are established and confirmed prior to final approval.
That should be prior to final sign-off.
No, thank you. Prior to final sign-off. Let me just read that again. There's a requirement that separate water and sewer services are established and confirmed prior to final plat sign-off.
May I add to that?
Yes.
So for that requirement, so we're supposed to have that done before development happens, because usually at the development stage is where we will start making the water accounts. So how does that work with timing? Because we need to get this done before we can finalize the development aspect of things.
Mr. Houle, how would you respond to that, sir?
Okay. I thought this was a established building. There already a building there? Isn't that a drive-up coffee thing?
So, no, we are plotting it so we can make the drive-up coffee. Currently, we had to get the approvals in place to do so. We have to go through the DFT to get that site plan approved. So, no, currently it's vacant or it's used as a parking lot. So, no, there's not a building there.
Okay, I was misinformed. They told me that it was existing. Site plan hasn't been approved, so I could hold up the site plan with the water meter until you get a water meter, so I could rescind mm-hmm. that requirement.
If I could interrupt here, the site plan is very ripe with the DFT. Let's confirm if that has been approved or not.
So I can confirm that. So we're still addressing the first round of comments. So I'm still working on getting those comments addressed. That should be back within the next 2 weeks so we can get that final approval for that.
Okay.
But also, once again, how is the, I guess that's a site plan question, because tying it to the site plan causes the same issue for our site plan to be finalized. So could it be a condition of the building permit? Because we still have to go through the water authority and we have to do a major public infrastructure. So we're going through the DFT to get our water offsites approved, as opposed to a connection agreement.
Okay, I think this is just a routine connection permit. So it wouldn't go through a work order for us. It's a connection permit.
But since we have major public infrastructure, you guys are on the board for the DRC, the DRC. So it's going to go through that aspect as opposed to the normal connection permit. Because we do have major infrastructure tied to this. That's why all the infrastructure is tied to the site plan.
Okay.
Let me interrupt here. Jake, any way you could go into the site plan file and bring up the infrastructure list so Andre can make sure he's got what he needs.
I can pull that up here.
Because it is common in a plat approval to make sure that each property has their separate water and sewer service, but it is also true that this new lot they're creating is currently unserved. But we need to make sure that infrastructure list has the water line that you need, Mr. Hu, or the right... whatever language you need on the infrastructure list.
That would require water service and a sewer service for this parcel.
So our utility plan identifies the sewer service and obviously the water lines. So let me make sure
they're all private, Regina. The connections are private lines, not public lines.
So we have to tap, we have to, let me go to the utility plan.
So there was an infrastructure list for this. So you could include the water and sewer service on the infrastructure list.
Yes. And then the desal lane was included in the infrastructure list too. That's why we had to go to the DRC. So usually they bundle the infrastructure, including the water infrastructure, with that infrastructure list and approvals.
Hey, Regina, can you tell me what page that infrastructure list is on the site plan submittal? I have that pulled up here.
Yeah, let me see. Okay, so I sent the second submit or the first submittal. It's on 9/11/13.
No, I mean, what page of the submittal?
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm looking for it. Okay, it's on pages 23 and 22. So it shows our public.
Yeah,
So it shows our public SSA and manhole. So we can, we probably have to update the infrastructure based on what Andre is asking us to do right now.
Well, yeah.
So I this is Jolene Wolfley. I think what we could do, Mr. Hull and Mr. Hearing Officer, is have a condition related to the plat about whatever public sewer water lines would be needed, and then that could be a condition of approval for final sign off of the plat, but the infrastructure is tied to their site plan. So then the new, I don't think we've signed the infrastructure list yet on the site plan. So those changes to this particular infrastructure list reviewing could be made. If Mr. Hull is okay, with him.
The Sondre Hull with the Water Authority, that's acceptable if we would include that on the infrastructure list. And we could sign off on the plat.
Okay, and when you say include that, can you be a little more specific with that so I can make sure
you have, I don't know what size water service you're putting in. Is it a 2-inch? Do you know what size water service you're going to install?
So the utility plan is right above that if you want to scroll up, Jay. So we are, it's saved.
You know, what am I scrolling to?
It's a 1.5 inch. It's just scroll up. One is the water utility plant.
Oh,
yeah. So we're installing a 1.5 new water meter box, and then that manhole. So we'll include these new installations on the infrastructure list.
That's all we're looking for. Yes.
Okay.
And then Mr. Hull, I think it would be good maybe while this is up for you to just summarize what those items are. It doesn't have to be the exact detail, but just summarize the list of things that you need to have on the infrastructure list that goes with the site plan.
Okay. The Sondre Hull with the Water Authority, with the site plan, which would have the infrastructure list.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
We would include the 1.5-inch water service.
Yeah.
And
you want to type these into the chat, or I can for you if you'd like.
Tie it to the site plan or the plat?
I think we want this information in the conditions of approval for the plat to make sure, well, you know, Norm, we're kind of used to having these in the same meeting. Now, with this new change by the council, we have them in separate meetings. So I guess I'm being overly cautious of having you identify in this meeting what the plat would need to make sure that you felt comfortable that this new lot had water and sewer service. But you know, it's up to Water Authority. However, if you want to condition this plat in any way about the infrastructure list, or if you want to trust that you're going to get it all in this updated infrastructure list for the site plan, I can see both possibilities.
We don't have any objections with signing off on the plat. The site plan would require the infrastructure list to include the 1.5-inch water meter service. And I'm assuming that's a 4-inch sanitary sewer service.
Yeah, so that one's included on there, but yes, I can verify that too. Yeah, that 4-inch sanitary sewer is on there, but we can include the 1.5 water meter service as well. For that site plan, I'll get that updated in our next submittal.
And Mr. Hull, the reason, this is Ms. Wolfley, the reason I'm speaking up is just in past experience with Mr. Cadena or Mr. Gutierrez, they seem to not like to create a plat that didn't clearly show add water and sewer service. So that's why I'm bringing this up for the plat. Let's say their site plan buckles and they disappear. I think that, I mean, you know this better than I do, but I'm just bringing it up because my experience with Mr. Cadena, for example, is that he would want to make sure there was water and sewer for a new parcel that was created.
Yeah, I think that the key part is to make sure that they don't share services so that the other the other lot doesn't run water and sewer to the coffee shop. And that's the site plan kind of protects us in that aspect. And if this failed through and somebody else came along, we would catch them again at a site plan level to ensure that they had separate service. So I believe the Water Authority is willing to sign the plat with the condition that the infrastructure list is revised to include those items for the site plan development.
Thank you, everybody. So with that, I'm just going to note that the prior condition that I had recited into the record is struck. And in its place, did you want to propose some specific language, Mr. Houle, or should I? Do you want me to, oh, I see some language here.
I attempted something, Mr. Houle, to make it.
I think that's adequate. I think that is what the Water Authority is looking for, is to ensure that separate services for separate lots.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Okoye, any questions about that in the chat there?
Let me, did he add something different?
Ms. Wolfley added a proposed condition.
Nope, that's perfect. I can definitely get that done.
Okay. Thank you. So again, this is Robert Lucero, DHO. We're stating the conditions of approval on agenda item 13. First of all, is that the site plan infrastructure list must include a 1/2-inch water service and 4-inch sanitary sewer service. Secondly, the project and application number must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off by DFT staff. The AGIS DXF file approval must be provided prior to final sign-off of the plat. And the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Thank you. Any questions from anybody?
No, thank you guys.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate everyone's patience with me in my first DHO hearing. Thank you all very much. That concludes agenda item 13 and also includes the DHO meeting for today, October 25th, 2023. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.